Welcome, please, Mr. Gamble Rogers.
Family, friends, and fans had long awaited this special event. No one ever doubted James Gamble Rogers deserved to be there among the list of Florida's greatest artistic achievers. Secretary of State Sandra Mortham made the announcement.
I know he's with us in spirit this evening for his induction into the Florida Artists Hall of Fame.
Hey. Picking at the Terminal Tavern.
Spanning a more than 30-year career crisscrossing the country, James Gamble Rogers established a reputation as a storyteller, guitar picker extraordinaire, a gentleman, humorous philosopher, and mentor for countless young artists, including Jimmy Buffett. Buffett couldn't attend the induction ceremonies in White Springs, but sent a faxed message read by Gamble's longtime friend, Jane Sims.
One of the untold but essential qualities of life as a troubadour is that you teach your trade to those you feel deserve and can handle the knowledge of performing. Gamble was my teacher. Our classroom was his fastback Mustang, or a bar stool at the Trade Winds, or a bench in the Peacock Park in the Coconut Grove.
Buffett went on to write, he was the opening act, Gamble the headliner, Buffett the apprentice, and Gamble the master. Those who've attended the Florida Folk Festival the past 46 years know it all began for Gamble in White Springs on the banks of the Suwannee River in the late 1950s. That's when Artist Hall of Fame winner himself, the late Will McLean, wrangled a stage spot for his friend. The late Cousin Thelma Bolton, a longtime director and MC for the festival, introduced the tall, slim young man. He was dressed in black leather pants, shirt, hat, and boots. Bolton told the audience to make welcome this first-time performer. Longtime festival administrative assistant and friend, Barbara Beecham, recalled that special night during the ceremony.
But then, without a spoken word, they launched into an instrumental piece, and the audience hushed, and from then on, these three young men had the attention of all of those present, including me. Sometime during that set, Jim sang Two Little Boys, and from then on, this became his song.
And then perhaps we'll remember when we were just two little boys.
It wasn't long before James Gamble Rogers permanently changed his stage name to Gamble, since, as he said, there already was a famous folk singer named Jimmy Rogers. After a time traveling nationally with the Serendipity Players, Gamble became best known for the White Springs performances each Memorial weekend with pickers Jim Ballou, Paul Champion, and Will McLean. They weaved their musical magic, bringing audiences to their feet. In later years, they were joined by satirist Don Grooms, who himself won Florida's prestigious State Heritage Award for his life's work. Florida Secretary of State Sandra Mortham presented Gamble's widow Nancy with the coveted sculpture.
It's truly an honor to officially induct Gamble Rogers into the Florida Artists Hall of Fame. And Nancy, if you'd come forward to accept this sculpture with the respect and gratitude of the entire Florida Department of State and all of you who are the friends of the Florida Folk Festival.
Thank you, Secretary Mortham. I am so pleased to be here. I haven't been back to this festival since just after Gamble died. Isn't this a wonderful event? You know, this is what folk music and art is all about. And I'm so proud to be here to receive this award.
Already a guitar virtuoso and master storyteller, Rogers moved into an even higher realm when he ran into the Atlantic Ocean off Flagler Beach 6 years ago to try to save a drowning man. Both men died. But Rogers' bravery made him a hero and inspired countless musicians to write his story.
Now the story is told. Especially across the
For Florida Public Radio, I'm Donna Green Townsend.